Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the Transfiguration of our Lord, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the transfiguration of our Lord is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9, as follows. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, How Good, Lord, to Be Here. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to pause and reflect on the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ as he changed in a way they had never seen him before, as his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 9, with special attention to verses 5 and 7 as follows. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, how good, Lord, to be here. There is no question about the fact that it felt very good for the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, to be at the top of the mountain, not only the presence of Jesus as he changed in a way they had never seen him before, but also with the sudden appearance of Moses and Elijah coming back from the dead. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, how good, Lord, to be here, your beauty to behold, where Moses and Elijah stand, your messengers of old. The words of Peter himself, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Because that's precisely what they experienced on the top of Mount Hermon, over 9,000 feet high. We read in our text that after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke that the three of them thought that Jesus had gone there to do what he had done many times before, to pray to his Father in heaven. As a matter of fact, all of this happened right after Jesus told his disciples in Caesarea Philippi that he was getting ready to suffer and die for them on the cross. Along with Peter's confession in Mark chapter 8, verse 29, you are the Christ. The transfiguration is the turning point of Jesus' ministry. Until now, Jesus has been teaching and healing, but now he must begin his journey to Jerusalem, where he will suffer and die. In the verses preceding our text in Mark chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus told them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. And this was weighing heavily on Jesus, knowing that he had to suffer and die on the cross. So Jesus needed time to pray about this as he takes the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, with him up a high mountain. The same three disciples that were with Jesus later in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus told them to watch while he prayed again to his Father in heaven about his imminent suffering and death, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And yet, when they finally get to the top of the mountain, instead of praying, suddenly Jesus changed in a way they had never seen him before. We read in our text that Jesus' clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17, verse 2, we read that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Not only that, but also the sudden appearance of Moses and Elijah coming back from the dead. As a matter of fact, according to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 31, they both appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment in Jerusalem. In other words, they both spoke about Jesus' imminent and triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. With the crowd spreading their garments and palm branches on the road and shouting at the top of their lungs, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And then as the two prophets, Moses and Elijah, were about to leave, Peter suddenly says, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." In other words, temporary tents or structures to prolong their visit with Moses as a lawgiver, Elijah as a prophet, and Jesus as the promised Messiah. As a matter of fact, Peter did not know what to make of it because they were terrified with everything that was happening around them. And as Peter was talking, a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. Suddenly Moses and Elijah vanished. They were no longer there. And then as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them strict orders, saying to them not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? What about us as we watch in spirit Jesus changing in a way that he had never done before? The revelation of the glory of Jesus in all of his splendor and majesty as the Son of God. It was a wonderful experience for the three of them who were very discouraged and afraid. It was indeed a strong reminder to them again of Jesus' imminent suffering and death on the cross. And that continues to be true today. It hasn't changed. We also need to be reminded of Jesus' glory, splendor, and majesty as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and not to be discouraged or afraid either as we entrust ourselves completely into the hands of Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is especially true today as we once again experience in spirit Jesus' glory, splendor, and majesty, not at the top of the mountain, but in the Holy Sacrament, as he touches us with his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the great promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith and trust in him as our Savior. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, that we may also experience in spirit the same mountaintop experience the disciples had on that memorable day. "Rabbi, it is good that we are here." The words we sang in the hymn of the day, "How good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain." Yes, how good, Lord, to be here. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To pause and reflect on the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he changed in a way they had never seen him before, as his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. Amen. We now listen to the next hymn sung by the Notre Dame Folk Choir, "Blessed Are They." Amen.
Blessed are they.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us by your Holy Spirit to have the same mountaintop experience the disciples had on that memorable day. Rabbi, it is good that we are here, even in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us safe and healthy, to protect us from getting infected or sick from the coronavirus. We also pray for those who have been infected to give them a speedy recovery. And we pray especially again for those who continue to grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones because of the deadly virus. Father, we thank you again that the doors of our church have finally been opened so that we can worship you in your house of prayer. As we pray, sing, fellowship, listen to the Word of God, and partake of the Holy Sacrament. Father, we also pray that our state government will allow the opening of our schools, colleges, and universities so that the students can get back to the classroom, the opening of restaurants, gyms, and other small businesses so that they can survive financially and begin to live a normal life. Father, we pray that the federal government will help those who are unemployed, help the small businesses and others who are suffering financially, and help individuals and families with the stimulus check to ease their financial needs to provide for themselves and their families. Father, we also pray that you will continue to bless our nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we are divided as a people and not walking together as one. We pray that you will bless the President and the United States Congress with your wisdom, guidance, and understanding. The words we find in the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verse 12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "My Jesus, I Love Thee." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Transfiguration of our Lord Sunday, we conclude with the closing hymn, Lead on, O King Eternal. Amen.